Welcome, friends. This is Archangel. So, in case you haven't heard, liberating males' hearts and minds from servitude, subjugation, from devaluation, and disposability, this is my primary mission. I seek to free male souls from mistreatment and expendability. However, to free males from female wiles, to free males from the everyday manipulations that females hold over male heads, which compels males under their yokes and saddles, we need advancements, such as the artificial womb, since it will cut out untold amounts of manipulation females foist onto males who want to be dads, or who don't want to be dads, but the state heaves financial responsibility onto them for their sperm that was fraudulently usurped by some female for impregnation purposes. No, babe, you don't need to wear a condom. I'm on the pill. I pinky swear. Then, on the other hand, we have male birth control, which will also usurp untold amounts of female predation upon males who don't want to be fathers and proactively choose not to be held hostage to a lecherous system. Both these are benchmarks for male liberation. Moreover, besides their obvious value to males, these two in particular are huge neon signs saying, "Piss off, vaginasty. We are fed up with male devaluation." And just as technology has freed females from traditionalism, spawned feminism, and rendered males obsolete, we are subsequently using technology to free males from female enticement and subjugation by rendering females obsolete. Good for the goose, good for the gander, right? Right. So, something I feel is critical to male empowerment over female manipulation, which is also an associate of male birth control, is to free male orgasm from its ejaculatory straitjacket, totally disabling the ejaculatory process and thus allowing males to enjoy and experience wave after wave of mind-bending pleasure. I feel this is integral to male liberation as much as anything else is. More than simple seed dispersal, ejaculation is a control mechanism over males. Think about the social implications of ejaculation. We mock males over the visual representation of ejaculation. We mock them over the actual appearance of semen or ejaculate. And males are forever slandered as not sexually pleasing females because ejaculation hastens premature male shutdown while the angel he is riding has not even begun to warm up yet. So, lightning-fast ejaculations are a boon for reproduction and species continuance, but a detractor from warm and fuzzy social feelings towards the Y chromosome. Since we are rapidly moving to a point beyond needing to fertilize the old-fashioned way, we should thus remove the constrictive ejaculatory governor placed upon our male engines, which limits them to 55 miles per hour when we are actually capable of 200-plus miles per hour. Ejaculation and the short-lived time span of male sexuality is a shaming tactic to further humiliate males into seeking female salvation and forgiveness for their disgusting, impotent, pathetically short, narrow-windowed sexuality. If males were freed from the physical constraints of ejaculation, they could go on and on and on and still further on, outlasting any female to the point where eventually the cylinder would complain that the piston is chafing it. Males, freed of ejaculatory constraints, will be in charge and rule their own roost of pleasure, since males would decide when, where, and how often. Our mockery of male sexuality speaks to our apathy of males. We do not care about male suffering, so we damn sure don't care about male pleasure. They are shovels. They are not here to enjoy themselves. They are here to service females, then die. And thus, we do not want guys to have unlimited pleasure capabilities. They might spend the whole night masturbating themselves into wave after wave of nirvanic, toe-curling ecstasy, rather than pamper some entitled eater out on a date, hoping that he might get a kiss at the end of the night, and just maybe, eventually, after months of time, energy, and investment, he may get lucky enough to dip his sad little noodle into her divine golden gates. Yeah, and for what? 3 seconds of rebel yell, followed by abuse, emasculation, and possibly 18 years of financial slavery if he did not prepare for his 3 seconds of Yahoo. So we need males to be short and quick, too quick, leaving them unsatisfied so they will continue to chase females and the extended orgasm they never get. And thus, at the end of the day, everyone can continue to use these males for utility. society will turn its head in disgust as males get their 3 seconds of feel-good, and after they clean up their sickening mess, we compel them to protect, provide, and pamper the golden Venuses in anticipation of possibly getting another 3 second session somewhere in the future, if he behaves and plays his cards right and jumps through all the proper hoops to appease the divine feminine. The brevity of male orgasm latched onto the ejaculatory process fuels gynocentrism and male devaluation by keeping males saddled to the plow in order to get another session in the future, and possibly another beyond that. Some will say the scarcity of male length of pleasure makes actual orgasm that much more rare and special. Oh, please. Actually, that formula is inverted. A few seconds of pain can seem like forever, and 20 minutes of pleasure can feel like half a second. It's called relativity. And when it comes to male pleasure, males are like, what the heck? Where did it go? I want more. Male orgasm is so fleeting that males are never sated, and so they chase the female carrot to try to get a little more of the very temporary fun that leaves them unsatisfied. Physically, the body is compelled to shut down post-ejaculation, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, males are never satisfied with the pathetically short moment of, oh yeah, which is followed by, oh no, it's all over? Is that it? No more? What the hell, man? I want my money back. Help! Police! I've been robbed! On top of being shortchanged through no fault of their own, males then get to hear her mouth running as well. You're done already? I told you to wait. You're pathetic. Or her condescension. Oh, it's all right. It happens to most guys. As her backhanded insult drives home your inadequacies and your inability to sexually satisfy your superiors, you sad, pathetic little monkeys. If males were capable of crazy amounts of pleasure wherever, whenever, there is a strong possibility that males might not chase the female carrot any longer. Oh, the horror! We can't allow that. If male orgasm length or frequency is the product, then demand far exceeds supply. Thus, females swoop in and charge premiums for their ejaculatory assistance services in the form of utility protection and provision. Females are simply a lecherous middle agent, getting their cut of the pie by placing an outrageous premium on your own product. Females do not give you an orgasm. They merely assist in ejaculation. So why not cut out the middleman and enjoy your own product, tax and tariff free? Scarcity drives up demand. In this case, it's scarcity of length of male orgasm. Yet if male orgasm hailed as glorious and never-ending in its supply, then females' assistance in this process would drop to the point where the product, male orgasm, would outpace demand for female assistance, and thus females would be priced out of the market. Yeah, you can have your princess attitude and golden vagina. We can go home and give ourselves 2 hour orgasms, followed by the best sleep we've ever had in our lives, then wake up the next morning and decide what toy to buy next using the money that we still have. Money we did not have to expend to buy your attention or sex, which is simply ejaculatory assistance. Sex is so overrated. Females do not offer anything other than ejaculatory assistance. That's all. That's it. That's all they do. They do not give males anything. They simply assist you in orgasm. The only thing they might give you that you did not have before is an unfriendly bug. But being free of female manipulations, being free of the ejaculatory restraints which keep you chasing the female carrot and thus sequesters you to slaving away in a gynocentric system, being free of 3 seconds of unneeded fluid expulsion. Oh, what a glorious life that would be. Males would not need female forgiveness for their 3 second humiliation when we could outlast females. This would compel males to begin examining females more critically. Okay, so you used to peddle your services to assist me in ejaculation. Well, guess what? I don't need that now, so what else do you offer? Why should I entertain my time on you? When males look closely at this proposition, they will see the wisdom. If males just contemplate a future post-ejaculation elimination and artificial womb, males will have a eureka moment and realize that females bring nothing to the table, when males can do everything. Females and the collective feminine is terrified of males reaching that Newtonian moment where the apple falls off the tree and hits the male collective in the head. Doing, wow, we are the gold already. We don't need females. They bring nothing but apathy and lecherous liability to males. You must understand, females need males to be handicapped by ejaculation so they can control and exploit these sexual handicaps for their own enrichment. We need males to be chained to ejaculation, for it increases their utility and disposability through service and sacrifice to offspring and the mother of their children and their own personal mother and the mothers of every child on this planet who would not be mothers in the first place were it not for ejaculation. Moreover, the briefness of male orgasm is a commodity that females bank on. You see, male-female interaction is a barter. Females trade ejaculatory assistance in exchange for provision and protection from the male. Now, when barter happens, both sides want to get the most by giving the least. Prostitutes provide the perfect example. They desire, even bank on males coming in a minute. That way, she can get back out and get another job, and then another after that. She maximizes monetary gain by depending upon the predictability of males and the pathetically quick, short orgasm. She would make no money if a John could go all night and never ejaculated. Traditionalist females do the same thing. They trade a few seconds of mattress time for an all-expenses-paid existence. And traditionalist females depend on male orgasm brevity. Okay, so I give him 3 minutes of thrusting, and tomorrow we go pick out my new car. In fact, many males get irritated, some even downright angry, when males are taking longer than the 3 minute allotment to ejaculate. I've had females get agitated and ask, "Are you done yet? Why are you taking so long?" But why would females be agitated by this increase in male endurance? Well, besides wizard sleeve blisters. Because females bank on males' pathetically short sexual endurance time. They depend on it in order to form their agenda of control. Oh, it's awesome if you're a female. Give a man 2.35 minutes of ejaculatory assistance, then be privy to gifts, pampering, possibly a car, a house, and 18 years of child support. Maybe even half of his crap and future earnings, when you can no longer stomach the loser sacrificing his life essence to support and give you such entitlements. Not such a bad trade-off in the minds of females. A few minutes of thrusting for his subjugation and servitude. Wow. Yet if males could sexually go on for days and days on end with untold amounts of multiples, females would find it difficult, if not impossible, to exploit males over a biological restriction when that restriction has been lifted. The average breasted citizen wants males to be two pump chumps so she can go from the unpleasantness of giving him a quick hand job in the car to the more important part of the evening where he pays for everything. After which he goes home, goes to bed, so he can get up and go earn that paycheck for her, feeding the gynocentric tax machine in the meantime. Males need to understand that females only entertain males sexually because she is using it as an investment in herself, not because she cares about males in the slightest. If females want sexual pleasure, there are toys galore, or other females, or their fingers in the stall of the local convenience store when they need to get off quick. Male pleasure has a price tag attached. It always has. Females are hedonistic. They have multiple orgasms, and they are spared the hardships of life. Obviously, they are ingratiated to hedonism and pleasure. Males, on the other hand, are custom-made masochists. Male pleasure is so fleeting as to cause questioning of its very existence, whereas male pain, suffering, turmoil, these are the only things males know. Perhaps this is why males are so masochistic, because in the absence of pleasure, males invoke pain as a way of feeling something, anything, to remind themselves that they are actually alive. Remember Fight Club? Whereas females are pleasure seekers, because their environment enables them pleasure. Females are custom-made sadists, as they take pleasure in torturing males, who are the masochist by default because we have a lack of pleasure enablers and so choose to feel pain as a reminder of life and as a tool of receiving attention from someone, regardless of the fact that it is negative attention. It is still someone noticing that a male exists, whereas the rest of the Y-chromosomed wreckage is ignored and forgotten. Male pleasure Yeah, that carries an outrageous price tag. But male suffering? Male pain? No, no, they get that for free, simply by being born. The inverse is also true. Females get pleasure, indeed value, simply for being born. But female pain, such as childbirth, comes with a price tag, which some male somewhere will have to pay for. Males deserve to have more pleasure. We deserve to enjoy our beautiful anatomy. Yes, a straight male said, "Male anatomy is beautiful. Get used to it." And we deserve to enjoy the full capabilities of our bodies. And since science is rendering nature obsolete, we need to free the souls of males from female servitude as well. Beyond old-fashioned procreation, ejaculation is a tool of male control. We do not need it. We need to rise above it. Females only allow you to ejaculate in their presence, maybe even with their assistance, in order to oblige servitude from you. Especially if that ejaculation assistance leads to offspring, which compels years and years of obliged service from you. Either way you slice it, male orgasm chained to ejaculation is a hindrance to males. And besides being a tool of enslavement, ejaculation is actually a mechanism of cruelty, for it comes to shut down the feel-good sensations when they have barely started. Besides freeing males of enslavement, ejaculation cessation would open males up to the crazy amounts of pleasure they are capable of, the very same pleasure that males have been chasing 3 seconds at a time throughout their lives. Moreover, many believe, and I am inclined to agree, that since sperm is life, that every time a male ejaculates, it uses up a little of his life force. And after years and years of ejaculation, his mortality is hastened compared to females. So whether you label this life force chi, or simply a conglomeration of exhaustive processes required to rebuild and replenish spent nutrients via ejaculation, either way, it drains male vitality needlessly, when all males really seek is the pleasurable feeling of the orgasm itself, not the expulsion of fluid, which signals, "Sorry, playtime's over." Ejaculation is like the parent that comes and says, "It's time for your friend to go home," just when you guys started having fun. Money shots are thieves, stealing male essence and vitality a few milligrams at a time. Thus, I find that it behooves male interest to discover how we can completely disable the ejaculatory process, which would also address male birth control. This has so much relevance to male liberation, more than most might concede at first glance. We need brilliant minds to find a way to completely disable the mechanisms of ejaculation. Now, whether that involves disabling nerve signals or preventing muscles from acting upon them, I'm not sure, but there is a way to bypass ejaculation, and compared with the artificial womb, it should be easier than it might seem to make males multiple orgasm capable. Once we channel male brilliance into figuring this out, we need absolute reliability, not some herb that may stave off ejaculation, or some breathing technique, or pressing some million-dollar point to ward off ejaculation, but a dependable, ironclad disabling of ejaculation where you can go carefree because there would be no ejaculation, no expulsion of fluid. We need a dependable, reliable, predictable vector to introduce ejaculatory disabling that would work for everybody, all the time, not special chants or meditative exercises which may or may not prolong orgasm. How about we prolong orgasm by removing its restriction? Wow, how's that for logic? I mean, look, males are creatures of suffering. They are born with a disease called a Y chromosome. Their genitalia is hacked up immediately following the birthing trauma in most cases. Then they are abused during the balance of their entire life. They are used to being disregarded, used to being marginalized. They are used to the pain and suffering of emotional solitude while watching females' every whim and tear coddled to. They are used to repressing feeling or weakness, which causes pain under duress of mounting pressure within their very souls. Then they discover the chemical high that courtship to females gives adolescent males. Nobody is there to tell them that this is a trap. It is not love. This is simply a drug high. And we turn males who are mistreated and disregarded because they are male, we turn them loose to become addicts to their own pharmacy in their head via all the cutesy little behaviors and courtship rituals of the human animal. Males are so devoid of pleasure or non-suffering that anything which provides respite from tumult, males take to new levels of obsession. The pleasure and excitement of courtship, which we maliciously label as love, is one example, and the orgasm is another. Yet, males have been lied to about romantic love and male value in this world, and allowed to become addicts to the very pleasure gleaned from the elevated class of uterine-equipped angels. So males are abused because they are Y-chromosomed, disposable shovels, and used, abused, marginalized, denigrated, and devalued. And in fact, for males, cessation of pain is a pleasure. However, when males follow the societal programming and relate pleasure with females, both in the form of courtship highs and sexual orgasm, either way, males are subconsciously bonded and consequently addicted to females. And females, for their part, play males like a fiddle for everything they can get from these knuckle-dragging addicts. Male life is naught but pain and suffering. Hence, any vacation from that constant misery, males will seek with ruthless vehemence, which is why males are so sex-obsessed, and why males white knight for females. Because they are protecting the drug dealer. Females are the pleasure dispensaries for males. White knighting is males protecting their high. Male existence is an in-depth course in torment and misery. In fact, males are so used to pain, as a matter of course, so used to the very fleeting bits of pleasure, whether from food or orgasms, that they may not know what to do with multiple orgasms. Males deserve to have more pleasure, period. And males need to break free of limitation and not be controlled by females, nor the astronomical compensation females charge you for assistance with fluid release 3 seconds at a time, once or twice a month. Males deserve the right to tell females, "Why did you stop? Are you done already? Ugh, you are so pathetic," when she stops after an hour. Or males deserve the right to give females condescending self-esteem blows like, "Oh, it's all right. It happens to most women," when she is totally spent after 2 hours and you are still raring to go. Males deserve more pleasure and less biology with which to be controlled by, and birth control to boot. Male ejaculatory cessation will accomplish all that and so much more for male welfare and liberation. Furthermore, it will give males power over female pleasure. Like Eddie Murphy stated, if you can make a female come, she's yours. Now, to clarify, a female can have an orgasm and still not be satisfied. They seek to hit a certain pleasure threshold, at which point sexual satiation is reached, and then females are spent and ingratiated to the male that can get them to the satiation point, whether it comes at the 39-minute mark or following the fourth orgasm. So as it stands, male and female orgasms do not match. Males come too quickly because of ejaculation, and females are too delayed in general. Indeed, there is much male talent out there. Yet even if a male can hold off and wait to orgasm until after she orgasms, this still may leave her unsatisfied because it may take her 10 orgasms to reach sexual satiation. Thus, it is even more rare to find the guy who can stave off his own orgasm and take a female to her sexual satiation point. Yet it simply becomes another chore for him. Simply another monotonous task he does for her, since he must labor laboriously to please her while holding back his own pleasure. Just as is his lot in the rest of society, males labor for female enrichment. As any awakened male understands, sex is about female pleasure. Sex really is all about the female. Well, males, it's time we make it about us as well. The sexes are extremely orgasmically misaligned, which causes further animosity and resentment between the sexes. Yet if males could be released from ejaculatory restraint and could orgasm over and over again, it would be advantageous for both parties, since males would be experiencing free, unadulterated pleasure, which would spur them on enthusiastically for more and more. And in the meantime, females would be taken care of, not to orgasm, but to complete sexual satiation. it would be win-win for both parties. Moreover, males would be in control of themselves and their pleasure. Males deserve more pleasure, less pain. In fact, we deserve as much pleasure as we want. Pleasure, which does not cost us life sentences of servitude. So, my friends, I say death to ejaculation. That way, males may enjoy more death of the little variety. My friends, stand with me, live free.